step by step, a more normal relationship with the other, with the Chinese mainland, because our interests require it, not because we love them, but because they're there, and because the world situation has so drastically changed. This has not been a derogation of Taiwan.
Exactly.
And it's not because, as I say, because of very grave considerations in other areas.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to say.
Yes, it's a
terribly difficult.
It's tough.
They're going to see it black and white. And my personal friendship goes back many years.
Yes, indeed.
They sent beautiful gifts to our daughters and visited our wedding and so forth. And we just, that's the way we view the personal considerations here are. We'll put it this way, we're not about to engage in what the Kennedy administration did yet. You might make that point. And either physically or philosophically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that to our friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember that?
Yes, of course the
Kennedy administration has Yem's blood on its hands. Unfortunately. It was a bad thing.
Yeah. The president, says repeatedly that you're the president and your administration is the administration that understands the China issue and really sympathizes with his government, understands its ideals, its aspirations, its role in the world better than any other American president, any preceding administration. And he's unshaken in that view.
That's why, of course, it causes me great concern that we have to move in this other direction. We have to, because our failure to move would be would prejudice our interests in other areas that are overwhelming.
Yes,
exactly. Let us suppose, for example, we require some cooperation in Vietnam. Let's suppose it could affect other elections. See, many, there are different guesses on that.
The real crunch on the UN issue is the Security Council. See, of
course,
events we can keep them in if there's no tender of the Security Council seat to the Chinese Communists. If there is, as a matter, they would be able to withdraw.
Yeah.
That would mean they're giving up on the thing. They'd pretty well convince themselves they could make a go of it without UN membership.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm
being
frank.
Frank with you. If I were in their position, and if the UN moves in that direction, I just say the hell with the UN. What is it anyway? It's a damn debating society. What good does it do?
Yeah.
Very little. It's prestige, sure. Everybody's got the best of the UN. They talk about hijacking and drugs and challenges of modern society and the rest, and just to give hell to the United States. That's all it is.
Yeah.
No, my view is about the UN, I must say, despite, publicly I have to go through the usual facade, the act of the praise of the UN, sorry, but it's headed.
Yeah.
Everybody, every sophisticate knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not serve our interests to put anything up to the UN. You know, none of our vital interests have ever been submitted to the UN, and will never be one either. So as far as they're concerned, I think they ought to not give much of a damn what happens to the UN. I don't think it hurts them one bit, but that's for them to decide.
They recognize a certain psychological importance.
They
don't want to be isolated.
They don't want to be isolated. They don't want to be outside of the community.
Sort of pariah. And they're afraid that other countries might use their absence from the UN as a sort of a pretext for discriminatory actions against them, even in the trade sector. And there might be some danger of this. For instance, the European Union Economic Community is rather inclined to exclude Taiwan from the list of preferential countries, the lesser of countries that get preferential treatment on import duties. And they're afraid that there'd be an extra argument for the EEC to cut them out if they're not members of the UN. They might say, well, who are they? They don't even have UN status. Why should they go on any sort of a preferential list for concessions on imports? that sort of thing. They're just afraid that their efforts to keep up the exports might suffer. And
no,
I got the export to live, of course.
Oh, yes.
And they've been phenomenally successful.
Oh,
and we're on metal. And that remarkable rate of growth is continuing. Total foreign trade last year was greater than that of the entire mainland of China.
Sure.
Just over $3 billion, which slightly exceeded the total import and export trade of the Chinese country.
Just think of that.
14 million against 750 million. They had a little larger foreign trade.
Well, you just got to think of what could happen if anybody with a decent system of government got control of that mainland. Good God.
Yeah, this,
there'd be no power in the world that could even be. You put 800 million Chinese to work under a decent system.
Yeah.
And they will be the leaders of the world. And the Indians, you could put 200 million Indians to work and they wouldn't amount to a goddamn.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically different kinds of
That's
people.
Right. Yeah.
But the Chinese, huh?
Yeah.
They're all over Asia. No, I know. They got what it takes.
Yeah, with an enlightened system of government. But one thing,
one that allows.
Trade conference work for the Businessmen's Council of the National Understanding, Mr. President. I've assured them that we are well disposed toward continued American investment there. You know, there's a very large American investment. I've encouraged them to continue. I've told them, so far as I know, the political climate is going to remain favorable.
Yeah.
If they can make an independent business judgment, which they must make for themselves, it's a good business risk. Then, as far as we know, the political climate certainly would argue for that going in. We don't anticipate any change there. We anticipate it'll be continue to be a good climate. We're continuing to give our export guarantees there in recurrence. Ex-Im Bank program has done an awful lot there, a wonderful job. Also, the EIB guarantees on investments apply, as famous in other countries. So I encourage them to continue their interest in investment. I got a very good response.
I consider Myanmar a stable country, and I certainly would not follow any course but that.
Yes.
But it's a delicate line, and you're going to have to. We're going to depend on it to be as, you know, as effective as you can be under difficult circumstances to keep that. Well, just throwing up their hand. There isn't anything they can do to us, of course, that we visit that so much.
Yeah.
But the point is, we take no comfort in seeming to hurt our friends.
Yes. There's
no comfort at all.
Right.
But the world is there is a very delicate problem. Yes.
It's something not to be talked about now, of course, Mr. President. But I conceive of Taiwan as gradually developing its own orbit, separate from that of the mainland. And I think this is going to be in our national interest, too. We don't need to talk about formal independence now, sovereignty questions. I think we are wise to leave this open and covered.
Right. They should go on.
But then,
I think that's their whole line of their thinking should be along that track.
And of course, the Generalissimo couldn't come to that now. But someday, I think they are going to accept a separate status, independent of the mainland, in a different orbit. And a separate status for Taiwan is a part of the general equilibrium in the Far East, and I think I'd be seriously disturbed, apart from every humanitarian consideration of the Chinese communists. It would be a disaster. The
Chinese communists are more.
Of course, it'd be a bloodbath, the same as Tibet, but from the geopolitical standpoint, it would just change the sensitive equipoise in the area, I think. I know the Japanese would be greatly disturbed, too.
Yeah.
The Filipinos would be. And, of course, with the reversion of Okinawa, the Japanese are all the more sensitive to any change there. I think we've got a real ally in Japanese there when it comes to handling the Taiwan problem. They're basically with us.
Which I know.
The LDP is. I don't know how the Japanese socialists would be if they got it, and I hope they never do. But the LDP is with us.
Sure. Sure, the socialists. Well, it's a, you don't have, there isn't any more delicate assignment, or I want to say, as events unfold here, anyone that will be more difficult than yours. And I just do wish, that's just one of those things, as I say, I look around the world and deal sometimes with a bunch of damn bandits.
And we do.
And we're dealing with bandits, thugs, international outlaws, and so forth. But sometimes you have to because our interests are so deep and involved. But it's so good.
Power.